the bottom here, just in front of us at the bottom of the valley, crossed over a bridge there onto another track, and now they're green laning southbound. And on the way up, actually, we saw about, I think it was 6 or 7 Land Rover 110s. They're all discoveries, those ones. But we saw about 6 or 7 Land Rover 110s in convoy on that same track, actually. So it's obviously a very well-used route. So we're back at the motorhome, and we're in this little kind of... What? Yeah, the star, yeah. It's getting dark. Yeah, it is cold. You can go back in if you want. Go on, get yourself in. Go and put your pyjamas on and take those off because you've got a wet backside. She slipped over and she's got a little bit of a wet bum. Okay? Are you going in? Dog's away in. I'll stand and talk. So it's a little bit of a kind of, I don't know what to call it, it's like a little viewing platform, I suppose. That's what it's been built for. So I'm looking on the kind of lee side of the dam now. Is that right? I don't know. I can hear machinery. Like a turbine, perhaps. Something like that. And as I say, there's a farm down there to my right. We saw that on the way up, but... These dams are flipping impressive things, all hand-built. And this one here, Clawen Reservoir Dam, was opened in October 1952 by Queen Elizabeth II. So probably one of her very first official engagements, actually, given that she was Crown Sovereign earlier in the year, 1952. But a couple of other dams that we've seen, bloody impressive, I tell you. And in such beautiful countryside as well. I mean, it is moorland, but it's hilly or mountainous in places. It's just nice. It's just nice. I wouldn't like to be caught out by the weather in a place like we are now, because I think this would just fill up with snow pretty badly, actually. So we've had a kind of a nice day, except for our trip here last night ended in a bit of a calamity. Headed for Partridgeshaw, I think, probably about an hour and 20 minutes away from here. A little tiny little hamlet in Wales. I didn't actually want to go there, but the sat-nav took us there. Up a hill that Dolly eventually lost traction on because it was so steep. And we had to back down. Sarah was watching me back in. This is pitch black. This is 9 o'clock at night. But unfortunately got the motorhome stuck on a tree branch stroke trunk that was sticking out into the road, and you know, tried all that we could for 2 hours to avoid any damage, but we couldn't go forwards. Every time, you know, we tried to go forwards, and we tried everything to get some grip, from chocking the wheels with stones to using the leveling ramps to using a ground sheet that I've got, a really grippy ground sheet, but nothing worked. And every time we tried to go forwards, we'd slip a foot backwards. But this we didn't realise until this morning how steep the hill was, and we were never gonna go anywhere. I'm glad it was actually quite dry. It was dry last night. But the roads that we were on were the width of the motorhome, so not really suitable for motorhomes. And I would say our motorhome's actually fairly small motorhome in the grand scheme of things, but bit of a scratch, cracked a window by leaning on it. They're all plastic windows, but probably cost about £200 to replace, known them. It was stressful, but yeah, after 2 hours I said bugger it, and we
And this includes trying to walk somewhere to find, trying to find a house to ring, or ask for a saw first of all, or just like ring the police to see, because the police do a lot of kind of rescue type stuff out here. See if they had a saw. But after walking a couple of kilometres in one direction, there was nothing, and it was getting late now. You know, I was kind of at my wit's end, so kind of just bullied our way through it. And the damage isn't that bad. It's a bit of a bad scratch, but it'll need repainting. Nothing broken, fortunately, except for the window that I leant on. I'm trying to push this big trunk out the road. Never mind. We had quite a nice sleep actually, and made our way here. And just kind of leisurely day really. Stopped off at the Eland Valley Visitor Centre, and we went for a nice walk around there in the beautiful woodland that they've got there. It's really, really nice. You can see how this must be a very popular place. It was popular today, so it must be popular during the summer. But they had a craft fair on, and I was taking a little bit of video, and a woman who had a pottery stand asked me to stop recording because it was against copyright. And I thought, well, you know, I give her a funny look. She says, oh, I've been through this mill before. And I thought, well, I'm not being funny, but okay, whatever. I didn't want to cause a fuss, but filming pottery that she's made, how's that against copyright? I don't think so. Photographs and pictures, but pottery? No, surely. It's not as if I was really concentrating anything. I was kind of doing a kind of pan from left to right. It wasn't about her pottery specifically. It was about all the little stalls in the visitor centre. But never mind. Anyway, I'm going to go in because it's cold now. My hands, left hand's numb with the cold. You can probably tell I'm blocking up. So I'll give my GoPro another half an hour's charge. Then try to get a night lapse in. That moon is moving really quickly. I don't think I'm going to get it, actually. But never mind. Anyway, take care. And speak to you soon. See ya.